More than 100 people jumped into rafts on Saturday for an annual float down the Roaring Fork River. Only this float wasn't just an excuse to cool off on a hot day. It was meant to be a learning experience or a classroom on water.
Here we are.
Alongside the river in Glenwood Springs, volunteers lug a big raft full of people to shore. They're part of the Roaring Fork Conservancy's 9th annual River Float. The nonprofit fills more than a dozen boats with participants and an ambassador who talks about the ins and outs of the river. Barbara Andre from Basalt took part.
Learned about the river, yep, and what we can do about conserving water and all, so that's all useful.
The ambassadors are water lawyers and engineers, botanists, and ecologists who talk about how some of the river water is diverted to farmland on the Front Range. Along the float, they also point out wildlife, like bald eagles, that the river supports. Sarah Johnson with the Roaring Fork Conservancy says the lessons are meant to get people excited about the river.
I'd say the goal is to heighten awareness of river and water issues and engage in a dialogue and conversation so anybody in the community can come and feel comfortable asking questions and feel really a part of the conversation. And ultimately, if people are more aware of rivers and river issues and watershed issues, they're most likely going to go home and tell their friends.
She says people learn about threats to the rivers such as drought and climate change.
I think that the drought is one of the biggest issues. Last year, the Crystal River dried up to nearly 1 cubic feet per second. So we're working really hard to try to keep water in the river this year.
The Conservancy puts citizen scientists into the field each summer to measure water temperature as a way to gauge impacts from drought. Even though the rafts on Saturday were flowing on near-peak river flows, Johnson says the spring runoff is lower than average, partly due to an ongoing drought. The Roaring Fork Valley is experiencing moderate drought conditions. That's an improvement over last year at this time.